Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On January 7th, 1785, Frenchman Jean-Pierre Blanchard and American John Jeffreys travel from Dover, England to Calais, France in a gas balloon, becoming the first to cross the English Channel by air.
This is amazing!
I know, isn't it jolly good?
Yes! So tell me about your American elections!
Actually I'm English. Not really American at all. Okay, maybe I am American, but I don't really know much about it. I spend most of my time in England, on this fantastic balloon.
This looks like a job for Captain Democracy. What can I do for you, Frenchman?
Captain Democracy?
Hi!
I am the Frenchman! Do you not know your own nationality? You are making me crazy!
Well, I'm confused.
Eat a croissant!
Now, what can I do for you, Frenchman?
Explain to me the democratic process in America!
Well, it's relatively simple. A bunch of poor guys say who they'd like to run things for them, and then some rich guys make a decision independent of it.
Fantastic! So I just vote as I see fit!
Well, no. In reality, there are incredible dangers associated with voting improperly. You should always be sure that you're informed about all of the issues before you cast your vote.
What kind of dangers?
I'm so glad I put on that rope!
Here, have another croissant! That man talks too much. He is very ignorant.
Probably true.
Now kiss me, Captain Democracy.
I'd rather not.
We should have direct voting!
I have some democracy to spread over here. Away!
Goodbye, Captain Democracy!
Toodles!
Fortunately, Captain Democracy did not go across the channel by air. He went back to England, so they did become the first, as we promised. They also became the first to vote fully informed, going on Captain Democracy's advice, and that was a good idea, so you should do it too. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.